You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. The entire crew is here, literally, starting off with my man Jay Moore. How are you, sir?
Doing well, you know, flapping but can't fly, kicking but not high.
I like that game.
You know.
My man Longevity, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Here we go. Good to see you, sir.
Yeah.
I was looking for some game or something, but never mind. Anything?
Don't fry bacon naked.
There you go.
All right. Well, I will take that. J-Dib, what's happening, man?
Salutations.
How's everything? You don't like turtles?
Ew, no, I do like turtles.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
It's like the only thing I like.
I feel you. Mm. Red August said he's going to start watching. Red August is in the building as well. He said he's going to start watching videos on how to clean turtles. So we'll follow up with him.
I don't
think
he's going to do that, but...
We'll follow up with him on that and see how that goes.
I had a pet turtle growing up.
Oh, where?
I did.
What was his name?
Raphael.
Nice.
I'm serious.
No, I believe you.
No, why would you make that up?
Yeah. Where you keep him at?
In a fish tank.
Raphael was my favorite turtle.
Yeah, mine too.
Any reason?
Yeah, he just seemed like he had a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, especially in the movies.
Mm. And he wanted things to do, be good, like almost to the point to where like it hurt him.
Yeah.
Was Michelangelo corny?
I think he's funny. I think he was himself.
Yeah, I said funny. I ain't say corny. I thought funny. I agree with you. What'd you say, Jay Moore?
No. I liked Michelangelo was, you know, he had to be the comic relief. You just can't have four murderous turtles out here using ninja weapons in the streets of New York. Like, you had to have somebody say cowbunga to make it a little bit lighter.
Somebody
you know
had
saying?
To break it up.
Yeah. He was the yin to Raphael's, I'm going to kill everything.
I feel you. Raphael
had that energy, man.
Or the gang or whatever.
He's about that action, too.
Yeah. Donatello was my second favorite, though.
Okay.
Because he was always raw in the video games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. True.
He had a big stick.
All right.
A bow. He had a bow.
Thank you,
man. A bow staff. Yeah. Yes.
A bow staff. Yeah. Big. It was a big, but a bow staff is a big
Just
stick.
Just a big stick. Yeah. He's right. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Okay.
It's legal. Right.
Let me ask you guys this question. When you were playing the old Turtle games, did you ever go through the thought process like, man, I'm gonna pick Donatello because I feel like he's got more length on his hit.
Yeah, he got more reach.
100%.
But did he really?
Honestly, no. The hitbox wasn't that much better than if you used Raphael.
That's what I mean, because I always like Raphael, but I always use Donatello. But I'm like, I feel like it's the same.
It just seemed like it.
It just because like they all had the same speed, the same power. You know, there's a new one that's about to hit the streets.
Mm. What?
It's basically it's going to be a 2D game called Shredder's Revenge.
Okay.
You know.
Which system?
Interesting. NES, I think.
No. Xbox, PlayStation, you know what I'm saying? You can get down.
It's going to be graphically stimulating.
Yeah, but it's still, if you look at it, it reminds you of, the 90s style.
Okay.
Just crispier?
It's of course, it's still going to be an HD and widescreen, but still.
You said Shredder's Revenge?
Shredder's Revenge.
That don't sound too bad.
I'm going to go ahead and open my Xbox now. Hmm.
I mean, you still got your older Xbox One.
Yeah,
you can play it on that. You know,
keep the other one sealed up, man.
Because I just saw a thing about the chip shortages, so
it's
about to be real in these streets for trying to get one of these new systems or even with DJ gear right now.
Yeah, I know. So I want that Rev.
Lockstar came through with the new joint, and I was like, "How much does that go for?" He's like, "Retail $1,800."
Right.
But they going for about 25, 26.
See.
Dang.
Yeah, we can't get anything new at the store. We've been back ordered for months.
Even the controller you played on when you came through, you can't get those.
Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah. So,
but I want I think it's the Rev 7, I believe is what it's called. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Yeah, all DJ gear, anything that got silicon chips in it, it's going to be hard to get. And they say it's going to move into 2024.
Wow.
What?
Yes. The supply chain is that messed up.
Dang.
Because all the stuff is coming, because they're in a lockdown over there in China again.
Mm.
And so
okay.
Everything, I saw a story to where People are buying cars and they wanted heated seats,
yeah.
But that's a function that goes through the computers. They're like, look, we can give you the car now. You have to come back a little bit later on if you want the chip. It's going to go ahead and get the heated seats working. And people are
really, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I have to wait to get my Porsche.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
You were ready. Ready to go, weren't you? Until you found that out,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah. Oh, and before I go any further, I'm going to get controversial right here, right now.
Out the gate. Okay.
Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels.
I'm with you on that.
You know, love him or hate him, us as content creators, like he showed, if you see what he was doing a couple years ago to what he was doing now, he really found a way to scale up his business. And like when I started looking at
saying the most wild things ever.
Yeah, but you know what?
It was some good conversations
about
in there
it
too,
is, to his point. He had a following before this. So I was following him before he went, because
there was a time when he was only talking to men.
He was talking about personal style,
colognes, things like that. Corporate America.
Yeah, that type stuff. Yeah.
I never really, I caught on late, but I knew of him because I saw so many people talking about him on timelines and people throwing fits about something that he said or something he told women or
something he told guys. He was an equal opportunist.
Yeah.
But once I did my research, to Terry's point, I'm like, when you get past all the rest of it, there's actually good dialogue. It's good conversation. It's
because
uncomfortable.
Because remember, those women called him.
They called him.
Right.
And this is the thing, because I take it back to remember when we had our issue with Nicki Minaj's fans.
Oh, yeah.
To where they took our content and repurposed it to specifically make her fans upset at us and just in general because they're miserable people. And honestly, that's what happened a lot of times with Kevin Samuels' content. People would take, he would do a 3-hour broadcast. They would take 3 minutes that would be inflammatory and would be something that they could put on their platform to get that specific audience upset. And I was like, when you would watch his whole, I would watch his whole broadcast. I'm sorry. I was entertained by it. Mm-hmm. There is a hole in my, in my content watching now that he's not doing these things 2 or 3 times a week. And like I said, he found a way to see where is there something that's not being talked about, because all these, there's all these places where women have conversations with each other and men have conversations to basically make women feel better about themselves, even regardless of their choices. And he found a space to where that was not happening. And the thing is, now there are a lot of other people, men and women, entering that space.
It's definitely going to be a lot now.
Yeah. Because I joked about this, but there's a lot of so-called content creators who are going to be asked out because they don't have Kevin Samuels to react to anymore.
Exactly.
Because that was their bread and butter.
Well, they can go find the Fresh and Fit podcast and something like that.
Oh, well, yeah, well, yeah. When you look at the numbers, Fresh and Fit is not Kevin. Kevin Samuels was like 1.4 million. You got to understand, you get one of them plaques from YouTube at 100,000.
He scaled up
in a way. I did think, the one thing I did think that was really mean, but I was still entertained by it, was when he would play the tuba noise when women would say how much they weigh. That was mean, Kevin. I'm sorry, brother. Yeah. But
there's a whole lot I didn't like. A whole lot that I watched.
Average at best.
I didn't watch enough to have.
I watched enough to disagree with him, but at the same time, somebody needed to
say. The thing about it is, people act like you can't coexist with somebody that you disagree with.
Right.
You have to completely shun this individual to the point where it doesn't matter what happened to them. You don't care. Mm. I mean, that's sad, but I think it's because generally society is desensitized to a lot of stuff nowadays, so nothing matters. If I feel a certain way about you, whatever happens to you, then so be it. I don't care.
Well, that's how I feel.
Well, but also,
doesn't impact my life, so why would I care?
When you,
I'm not talking about somebody talking about somebody that.
But I don't
actually
wish he would die or anything.
Yeah,
that part.
There were people who were celebrating the fact that this man.
I mean, he's not Rush Limbaugh.
Away. But the thing is, people didn't have even that sort of vitriol towards Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, but you know what? You saw those, some of those, they did. But I didn't agree with Russell. But when he died, I wasn't like,
it was some people out there that was bad about that though.
It was bad. But these same people who were talking greasy about Kevin Samuels, it's like, first of all, you could have talked to him. Like, he had nights where he would say, "All right, everybody disagrees with me. Call in the show." Like, you had an opportunity to talk to him, but now that he's dead, all you got to you talk about him now that he's dead, but you had an opportunity to talk to him when he was alive, and you didn't have the wherewithal to do that. So, and plus, especially all the women who are like, yeah, happy Mother's Day, Kevin Samuels is dead, you're confirming everything that he said about you when he was alive.
That's tough. So rest in peace to that brother, man, 50 years old.
No, he's 57. Like, he's like 57.
57,
but still, way too
still
young.
Early, yeah.
Way too young, but... All right. Content creators, like, if you don't take anything else, if you hated everything,
I'm taking
you
nothing
did,
from him.
You know,
alone ain't going.
No, I'm not going.
Nope. All right, man. Let's.
I can respect it, but I can't respect it.
I feel you. Fair enough.
Shout out to him.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and jump into the rundown.
Roasted like ever.
Shout out to Eli Porter. It's the homie. Was not long got on me last time for saying that. We don't know Eli, but. We feel like we do. So shout out to Eli.
Yeah.
So Kendrick dropped The Heart Part 5. And
oh, no.
I don't know, man. Kendrick is, he's always been polarizing. But from my angle on this one, it's been out of hand since this video dropped. And this has been, what, 48 hours? 24 hours?
When did it drop?
Yesterday? Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Okay.
A little while.
But if you watch the video, everybody's talking about the, is that what it's called? Whatever the morphing, I don't know. The
Deepfake,
okay. And everybody's, and Lone actually posted the kid named Ack. Is that how he says his name?
Probably AK.
AK, Ack, I don't know. It was an artist who had a video very similar to this.
Not Academics.
And right. And everybody's dragging Kendrick now, saying that he bit that. And I'm like.
Are they really dragging him, though?
I've been seeing a lot of people saying, this is y'all king. He's biting a kid that doesn't even have XYZ views and blah, 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 blah. And I see multiple posts throughout the course of the day about Kendrick not being creative. And I'm thinking, yeah, so.
Did you listen to the song?
Yeah.
And did the kid that we're talking about Kendrick with, did he bite it from Black and White, Michael Jackson? I'm confused.
The slippery slope.
Did he bite it off of 60 Minutes? You know, I'm sorry. That's where I first saw this technology being used.
I mean, but the video was dope. I mean, some of the people that he used for the morph, I believe, was Snoop. I saw Kobe, Nipsey.
Snoop was not.
I think there's
O.J.
Well, no, not Snoop. I'm sorry. O.J. Simpson, Nipsey, Kobe. Who am I missing?
I could have swore I saw Will
Juicy.
Smith.
Will Smith, Juicy.
You know what's really messed up is we call him Juicy without batting an eye, and that is not his name, but it is what it is.
Nah, but Jay Diff, I come to you first, man. What did you think about the video and just the groundswell around Kendrick that comes with it?
I mean, so let's start with the video itself and the young man whose video was very similar to Kendrick's.
Right.
I give him that. I watched both videos, and he definitely uses deep fake. As well, and I believe his video is from 2020 or whatnot, and he was also sounding Universal. So it could have been a thing where Universal may have wanted to use it for a more prominent artist, possibly. I don't know. But it was directed by the South Park directors.
Right.
Well, one of them, somebody that works for South Park.
It was... I don't
or
know
associated
was,
with South Park?
I saw a special thanks to them, but I also saw, like, literally in the video, it says directed by Dave Free and Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick's part of it too, but
okay.
But I saw a special shout to Matt Stone.
They have something to do with it at the end of the day. But I think what separated the Kendrick video was he was actually rapping, which Kendrick does. If you follow Kendrick's catalog, he always raps from the perspective of a certain individual that he's talking about. So he was rapping like he was Kanye. Like
Kanye
he
was
Will Smith.
Yep.
Like he what the heartfelt moment was when he rapped like
Nipsey.
Yeah.
I mean he was literally speaking like Nip was speaking through him on that verse.
Yep.
And the visual just added to I guess the feeling, the mood or whatnot. So I can understand why he used it. I mean, it also was a filter that everybody was putting their face on everybody's video for a while. I think people kind of got out of that and posted it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a technology that's out there that's readily used, and it just wasn't used in that manner. So, I mean, he did do something very similar to that kid AK. I give him that. I'm not down that at all. But I like how he used it.
Yeah.
Say that.
That's kind of how I feel.
Honestly, when I first saw it, like someone had sent me the link to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I clicked that and, you know, I just was excited to hear a new Kendrick song.
Right.
And I was, you know, and I was doing something else. So I was listening to the music and the lyrics and I wasn't even really paying close attention to, you know, the deep fake face morph technology. You know, I really didn't, you know, because the visual is just him standing in front of like, it's a, you know, a red, you know, background.
Mm.
And so like someone had to like, oh, did you check this out? Like I had to really start the Twitter chatter is what made me go back and watch it a second time. Cause yeah, like, man, you know, as far as rap videos are concerned, like, I'm like, yeah, whatever. But like, you know, because I was actually listening to the words.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they freaked that Marvin Gaye sample. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was more into. I had to go back and watch it a second time and be like, oh, wow, they really did some fly stuff here with this technology.
Some good instrumentation.
You know, but honestly, with the, what's the kid, AK?
AK, I believe.
Honestly, yeah, had Kendrick not done this, I would not have known anything about AK.
Yeah. That part.
That song or that video. So if anything, you know,
had over a million, 1.7 million views.
What, did the AK?
AK's had that
before.
Oh, before. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what?
Or maybe it was less than that.
Yeah,
I mean, he's probably coming up now, though.
And not even to be a jerk, but like, for how they say it came out in 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, we would love to get 1.7 million, but if you're Universal and you got 1.7 million, that means somebody dropped the ball, you know, because the Kendrick videos was at 3 million at the end of Sunday night.
Yeah, not necessarily. That's not fair because not everybody's Kendrick. You know, like not everybody that's signed to a label is going to get millions and millions of views. They can still be successful without it. And he's still got like a million fans or like.
He's not even on Universal anymore.
He was, you know what got him big was he did a freestyle rap video. I posted it in our Discord. What was it? It was, I have it right here. Hold on. That I think we talked about. Oh, he was a 16-year-old that rapped over the Panda remix years ago. Okay. It was like the white kid, and he rapped over like the Panda beat from
That's
Designer,
him?
And yeah, same guy. So it was the same
guy.
I feel
like I remember that.
Yeah. So I didn't realize it was the same person, but yeah, I mean, to that, I mean, like, obviously he's not Kendrick, you know, but that's, you know, at the same time, like when I look at it, I'm like, it absolutely looks like a Jack. Like there's no denying, like the same setting, even some of the subject matter, like how he was addressing the stuff in the song was similar to Kendrick's.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kendrick executed it better because I think Kendrick is a better artist. I don't think anybody's debating that aspect of it. But as far as like, did he jack the idea or did somebody get inspired by that specific type and him sitting there and doing it the way that he did? And yeah, I think it was absolutely influenced elsewhere. I don't know who
would have saw it and passed it on, but
yeah,
you know, but I honestly, this,
well, who cares?
Kendrick you know, having done this and everybody saying, oh, but let's get this guy. Honestly, it's the best thing that happened to this kid, act,
nah,
because I, you know, he got a view from me, you
sure
know,
did.
And I was not aware of this video at all, you
yeah
know, so shout out to him because, you know, sometimes you can be upset that somebody did something, but not realize that this is getting you. I mean, especially if he's not on Universal anymore.
No, I think he's operating as a
an independent
artist now.
You know what? Yeah, now there are people that want to speak to him and talk to him about, you know, his possible influence on something that Kendrick Lamar did.
That's a win for him.
If he has the right people in place, this could work out and be a win for him.
I think it's a win for him.
Here's the problem with this, though. It got revealed by him.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we're talking about this in a like, oh, well, Kendrick, you know, this is, yeah, it's a good look for him now.
Mm-hmm.
But if he didn't make the video saying, I don't know. I mean, his video was just kind of like, I don't know, it seems a little similar to me. What do you guys think? You know, like,
and then it took off.
It wasn't like
there.
It didn't even seem like he was super angry, but like it took him to like present it and like get the evidence out there too. Luckily, he has a big enough fan base that pushed it that big enough. Right.
Yeah.
But where was this like homage before the video came out? Or like, where is the credit for taking the idea before?
Before
it came out.
I think I see where you go.
You know, like,
it's like,
okay, let me affirm him after we steal the idea and it gets big. Like now that everybody says it's like, oh yeah, well he's good for Kendrick, right? But at the same time, it's like, we're saying that now, but originally, if he didn't come out and say anything, we wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
And as a creator, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't have known had this not happened the way it happened. I wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't either. So what's crazy is that. So I appreciate that. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's dope that now I hope he does capitalize it to Jay's
point. But you do see some benefit that he can gain now, right?
Yeah, now. But looking at it from an angle of like, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but looking at it from an angle like, yeah, Kendrick did him a favor. Like, nah, that's
no,
not
I wouldn't say did him a
no,
favor.
No, yeah, that's different.
But,
yeah,
but
that's
you know different. What I mean. I'm not even no, saying no, those I words. Understand. I'm just saying like, nah, from that aspect, I don't agree.
No, it's not a favor on his part, but I could see it being beneficial.
But to Jay's point, use this if you can to...
As a springboard.
Yeah, to something
What's
else.
Crazy about it, too, is his... AKA's video is about being inspired by all these artists. He actually morphed into Kendrick in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being an saying that these people inspired him, and then in turn that video inspired Kendrick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If that's what happened, then I think he succeeded. Yeah. I mean.
And I misspoke because when I said Snoop, I was looking at the article and Snoop, Eminem, Jay, and Wayne, those were the faces that were used in AK's video. So I misspoke, but
I say all this not even really thinking that it's maybe Mike has a different perspective because he shoots music videos. You know what I mean? But like, but for me,
he
like,
can't take it over there.
I don't even like see it as like this huge biting. But maybe that's not where I should come from. I mean, what do you think?
So I don't.
Quick, please.
With the controversy, it's not even that creative, like of an idea. Honestly, it's
right.
It didn't like wow me at all. You know what I'm saying? When I watched it, it's a very simple idea. Plus, it's deepfake. There's only so many ideas you can do with that technology, and that's be someone else. And like, so to me, it's not that creative of an idea in the first place.
Red August, I think with you, it's. I think this applies to you. Like we talk about certain albums and projects when we say we're heads or we think this way. With you being such a creative and being in that lane visually, I can totally see you saying what you're saying because
that makes sense.
It may not be that impressive to you, but I saw it, I was like, "Yo, this is dope."
Oh, I thought it was dope too.
I think it just followed what he was saying as far as the lyrics of the actual song.
That's what made it more impressive.
That's what makes it.
It was simple, but it was
especially the Nipsey part. To Terry's point,
I like that. I think that part was creative, but the actual visual part of it didn't really hit me.
I could see that though from you.
I think by itself, like, because when I was listening to, similar to you, Jay, like, I was doing something while the video was playing, and then I had the video paused, and I looked over and I was like, he looks like Will Smith right there. I was like, have I always missed this?
It didn't even grab me until I saw, I was like, wait a minute, is that Kanye?
No, I was like, does Kendrick always look like this? I literally, like, paused for like 20 seconds because I'm bad with faces anyway, so I'm like, trying to like overanalyze myself here, and then I just let it play, and I'm like, "Oh, his face is morphing."
To Terry's point about the lyrics too, is you know when
he was Will Smith at one point, right?
Yeah, yes. When Will's face is on there, he says, "Hurt people, hurt people."
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's like when he was rapping together. And he would like twitch, like something's taking over him, and then
it was the
person.
Well, you know what I mean. In Red August spoke to it, you know, just not feeling it's a particularly creative situation. I also look at it like this. This is one of those things where the technology once it's out there. I remember seeing this on 60 Minutes, and then also I remember seeing the first Rogue One, the Star Wars story, where you know Grand Moff Tarkin, the guy who played him, has been dead for a while, and they basically created him in that movie, mostly convincingly. But then, of course, they also had young Carrie Fisher in it at the very end, and they recreated her. And it
Tupac
was,
as the hologram.
That shit wasn't convincing. Sorry, but
no, I wasn't.
See, 10:03 p.m.
But when you see Carrie Fisher say "Hope," you're like, "Ooh," because she had just died recently. Mm-hmm.
Egon in the new Ghostbusters.
You know, you can say, you know, Guru, rest in peace. He said, you know, you don't own no loops. And the thing is, like, this could potentially be seen as a loop. The same way.
Yeah. No, for sure.
The same way, like, you know, Biggie was not the first to use Stay With Me for, you know, One More Chance.
Right.
And then flipping, you know, Between the Sheets for Big Papa. There have been people who had used those samples before, but they just weren't as effective like at doing them.
That's very
true. There was people was doing it at the exact same time because the Brat sampled exact same track. At the same time.
It just
was sampled differently, but it was sampled.
Yeah.
It was good.
At the end of the day, I don't... I don't want to say I don't think it's a huge deal. It's just any time that I see like something major happen and it doesn't seem like credit is given when it is deserved.
Yeah,
right. It just rubs that. It just rubs me wrong.
I can respect it being a,
especially being somebody that's on a smaller plane, so to speak.
Yeah,
because obviously this kid's not Kendrick. Kendrick's right. in a space now where he can drop a song and that's what people that don't like him talk about on Facebook for 3 days straight.
Oh, man. Not for sure.
That's the thing. That's Kendrick is in that era of artists to where, like, even if you claim you don't like him, you have to listen to him just so you can hate specifically.
Yeah. I've said this, and I want to be clear. There are people that are waiting for 12:01 a.m. on 5/13 to post on Twitter, this album is trash. Now, this is supposed to be a double album, right?
I mean, that's what I'm seeing.
So you're going to consume a double album from Kendrick Lamar in like 30 minutes and then just post.
That's the same thing as when Autumn Preachers was buying and breaking up CDs and albums back in the day. You still bought the album.
Yeah, exactly.
You bought it to break it. Oh, well, you put money in their pocket.
Yeah, they rolled over.
If you're streaming it long enough to figure out how bad you don't like it before you even listen to it in the first place, then, I mean, essentially you're still padding that artist's pocket, so.
Well, Twitter and social media will be lit on Friday.
I can't wait.
Is it this Friday, huh?
Yeah.
This Friday.
So we shall see.
The wait is over.
I might listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, now that's big. If Lone actually listened to us the night that it comes out, that's different.
I don't know about that, but.
I'm definitely listening to it.
Hold on. Let me backtrack.
I'm definitely listening to it as soon as that mug drop.
If Lone listens to it within the first
24 hours.
No, I'm going to go longer than that. Within the first 2 weeks of it being out, I consider that a victory. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No, I'm listening that night.
I'm curious.
I'm listening that night, though.
I'm curious. Kendrick doesn't miss, so.
He has not missed. I told somebody that the other day. He hadn't missed yet to me.
He's on that small list for me, so.
All right, Ben, let's go ahead and get to this next topic. Talk about one of our favorite rappers, Eminem. Top five.
Lyrical.
Dead or Alive. And that's
stop making me be a hater.
Oh, I'm trying not to, man. I'm just going off. I'm
really trying to be better with myself.
Everybody
for the record, I don't hate Eminem.
Don't do that, Jay Moore. Don't do that.
I will say I don't hate Eminem.
Nor do I.
But I don't listen to him on a consistent basis.
I mean, that's considered hating to Eminem fans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's, I spoke well of his last project. It didn't matter.
He had some heat on that last project.
Really?
Didn't matter, though.
Our clip from last week, Jay was just talking about how white people listen to him and our comments blew up just because it's the truth.
Yeah. How dare you say such a fib?
And guess who the people who were commenting?
Who?
Well, they were white fans.
There's a lot of Monster Energy drink in it.
see, that's going to be
now you're going to get us in trouble now.
Like, you know, people who love Monster Energy drink and yelling at their girlfriends in public aren't, you know, they aren't Eminem fans.
Uh-oh.
He just did it there, didn't he?
They can be, right?
Yeah.
They can be.
Red August.
What if we had a Venn diagram for it?
Red August might drink.
That's the Venn diagram that got us in trouble.
Red August might drink Monster Energy drinks and yell at his.
Hey, look! Somebody actually tried to challenge your scientific method and said, "Well, where's the data behind the Venn diagram?"
We're not doing this today.
Like, good.
Hey, get your boy, man.
This is not for you. Okay.
So check this out, Benzino. That's a good transition, huh? So Benzino's is back in the news,
aka Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, which turtle would he? Well, no, I mean with disrespect.
Nah, he would
turtle.
Be Slash.
What?
It's a mutant.
The turtle that had the little rugged back shell and ugly in the face and stuff.
What? Rugged back shell and was ugly in the face.
Yeah.
All right, man. So Rugged Backshell posted about a month ago. That's what he says. You know, we're going to ride together.
10:08.
Oh, is that a 10:08?
No, sorry, continue.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right, so Benzino posted about a month ago to all Eminem fans and stans all over the world. The beef is officially over. I'm letting y'all know now. I have no hate towards any of his fans and recognize his contributions to hip hop. He truly is a part of culture and one of the best to rock the mic regardless of color. This is a month ago.
I don't think anybody was checking for Benzino's thought or think piece on not being mad at Eminem anymore.
Bruh, but he, now what brought it up is Eminem
fans are like, who?
Yeah. Right, true. To their credit.
I'm not even being mean when I say that.
No, you're like, right. To their credit. Well, that's
is
true.
This now?
But M has been nominated
who is
for the
this? Cage? Is this Cage?
Yeah. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then Benzino tweeted, this is what set it off. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just like the Grammys. They have no respect for our culture, black or hip hop. And if you don't agree, you're racist, period, point blank. And he goes on to say, so where's Nas, Eric B. and Rakim, Kool Moe Dee,
EPMD? I don't think I'm racist. I like Turtles.
Fearless Four, Fat Boys, Lauryn Hill, Lil' Kim, Outkast, and hundreds of black rappers. GTFOH.
Okay.
So Benzino's mad a month later that Eminem is getting that's been nominated for or will be into the
Would you say mad? Would you say mad is the correct term?
He's, you know what?
Discouraged.
You want to know why I'm
frustrated?
I'm going to tell you why I'm mad.
Frustrated.
He seems a little frustrated.
I mean, do you think it's aimed at Eminem though?
Yes. I think
he's always had a problem with Eminem.
Yeah, I think it's
but I think for the people that don't know how the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame works, you actually have to vote for who enters the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, I think even we can vote, possibly. Like,
not
really. On the
I
website
did not know that.
Or something like that, I think.
I don't even know.
I could
know
be
that.
Wrong. But anyway, I mean, it's not surprising that Eminem made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before a lot of these other artists. I mean, LL Cool J was on the ballot endless times before he made it, and I think by the time he made it, they was just like, we need to go ahead and just put LL Cool J.
No,
because
probably somebody said, how do you put Tupac in before LL Cool J?
LL should have been in there if we go, if we're being honest. He should have been in there.
Yeah, I mean,
and if you're no longer
their rappers
just
get better promotion.
Yep.
Shout out to Kiss. But I mean, it's Eminem at the end of the day. Regardless of how we feel about Eminem, we know his impact on the music game and hip hop.
Yep.
It invited people who don't listen to hip hop, and that is their only key in to listen. You know
that's,
what I'm saying?
Which, controversial.
Which is going to make his numbers look better than somebody else's. But his rhyming skills and wordplay is
almost unmatched.
Yeah. Like, if we want to be frank.
Yeah, he can rhyme words.
You cannot, if you're talking about battling Eminem, that's probably not a good idea.
Good luck,
right?
Because
yeah.
He's a very good rapper.
Not for
now,
sure.
His subject matter and the things he chooses to talk about is another story.
I hate my stepdad.
I knew you was too
We know how he feel about his stepdad. We know how he feel about him. And Kim and
his
mother.
Yeah.
And pop stars from the early 2000s. And whoever
he's
else.
He's addressed all this.
Come on, man. I mean, he is who he is. He came up in TRL fame, so
yeah,
his hair was blonde, TRL was popping.
Yeah.
He was a white rapper on TRL that was endorsed by Dr. Dre.
Yep.
That in itself is what shot him to stardom.
Like, there's no
but
issue
he could rap
with
too.
Him
he
going
could
to
still the, rap.
He could rap, yeah.
He could rap, and he showed his tail when he wanted to.
Yeah.
Even back then, like when he was rapping on Chronic 2001, them are some of the best verses on that album. Some of the best songs,
too. On Renegade. You know,
yeah,
what he
Renegade.
Did on, you know, Forever with Drake and Kanye. Like,
yeah.
His verse is the one that was like, whew.
He's undeniable.
J-Moore, let me ask you a question based off the second part that Benzino posted. When he mentioned, so where's Nas? But more Nas, Eric B. and Rakim, Kool Moe Dee, EPMD. Does he have a point there as it relates to why are they not in?
Because
these guys are these guys preceded Eminem a long, long time ago.
But
it's been elite.
But this is the messed up thing. When you understand metrics, when you understand how this a lot of this stuff is nothing but a popularity contest.
True.
Then you understand how I understand how NWA gets in before De La Soul. I don't even know if they're even considering De La Soul.
Come on now.
Or which a Tribe Called
which
Quest.
NWA
crazy.
Came
EPMD.
Out before De La Soul too, though.
True.
You know, and you think about, really, honestly, NWA's body of work is two full-length albums and an EP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, incredible body of
but
work.
The family tree.
Their
the family tree.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're going to do that, put Ice Cube in.
Mm-hmm.
put Dr. Dre in.
Guess who else is under that family tree?
You know,
Eminem,
and that's and that's part, and that's I think that played a part in it.
Yeah,
you know, but when you look at how much other artists have contributed, and they were out at the same time or before Eminem, then he does have a point there. But once again, when you understand what metrics are, you understand this is a popularity contest. Like, they got to, not only is this, you know, they're being enshrined into this, you know, Hall of Fame, but they also have to make a TV show out of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so when you see, one of the things that blew me away was like, how is Lionel Richie just now getting in?
Hello.
How, you know,
I see you.
Shout out to, you know, Dolly Parton and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. But
Dolly,
like,
Parton said she didn't even want to be. She said she didn't belong on the ballot. She said she hadn't done enough.
Wow.
So
and they still put her in there. Yeah. She told them to take her off.
Yeah. You know, but they just, once again, they're making a TV show. So if you're going to make a TV show for this year, Eminem, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, you know, you can create a really nice TV
show.
That's a good
TV show. Yeah.
So I look at things like that. It's the same way when people always want to, and, you know, we have our criticism of the Grammys, but once again, I understand it's a TV show and it is not particularly about people voting on it who really listen to music. You know, they might listen to the category, you know, it's when they talk about the Academy, you know. If I'm a hip hop artist that's in the Academy and I'm sent a ballot for every category, okay, I'll probably do great in you know, nailing down my category. But just think about the year that Macklemore won, and I hate to keep harping on this because once again, we
it's
don't
iconic,
hate Macklemore.
It's iconic though.
But
it's,
you know,
iconic though.
Remember, you're sent. When all those people got their ballot, they're like, oh yeah, Macklemore, like that. Like my kids played Thrift Shop on the way to school. Let me go ahead and vote for that. You know, so I understand how these things happen. Is it good that they happen? No, but De La Soul doesn't have the Q score.
It is what it is. Yeah,
doesn't have the Q score. And like I said, the fact that I don't even think they're being mentioned or nominated, or anybody's even circulated their name. You know, and you see some of the other artists. Nothing against the people who've already got in, but you know. Definitely LL should have been in before Big or Pac.
Yeah.
You know, De La Soul deserves to be in there before NWA.
How many people in this room have been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I've never been.
I don't care.
It's not what I asked you, sir.
There's one. It kind of is.
No, not really.
Because would you go if
you don't care if you go or not?
Correct.
If we took you on a field trip, would you?
You said
it's
a
in
field
Ohio,
trip?
Right?
We went
to Cleveland. Yeah.
We went on a field trip. Man. Would you go?
Sure.
I mean, you would go in?
Sure, but not because like I'm like, man, I'm ready to go see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean,
like,
it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
right?
For one.
That's again, yeah. It should have been just called the Modern Music Hall of
exactly.
Fame. Like, because everybody was like, that person, Dolly Parton's not rock and roll.
Well, she said it herself. That's the reason why she said she didn't feel like she should be on the ballot.
I mean, because she's probably, if she's not, you know, there's something wrong there, but I guarantee you she's in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I'm sure she
I've
is.
Never rocked with that
her,
title.
Charlie
as
Pride and
as
Alabama.
It relates to rap and hip hop artists.
I mean, it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, granted, rock and roll was created by black folks and was taken over and is now considered a white genre or whatnot. But I mean, hip hop is not rock and roll and vice versa. I mean, Run DMC did a couple mashups with Aerosmith and
That's it's just a catch-all at this point.
The Party Boys, Party Like a Rock Star, but that's where the buck stops.
Let the history
rock and roll.
Let the history books tell it. Everlast started everything.
Elvis.
That's what they're gonna tell you.
I don't see the. I mean, I understand. We've talked about this before. I understand why people can get upset that they're not in it, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, just an awards show with a bunch of people voting on stuff. It really has no merit in anything. Like, I don't know. It doesn't affect me in that manner. I don't see the big deal.
Well, if and when you win yours, just give it to me. I'll take off.
No, because they gave it to me.
They sent it to his house.
Yeah. You don't like care about it. Just give it to me. I'll take it.
I'm going to take whatever they give me, but okay. It doesn't mean that I think it matters.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like to get super upset like Benzino is or whoever else, and, you know, I get all the points. Like, yeah, sure, there's an argument for other artists to be in before other artists and all that other stuff, but realistically, like,
that first point ain't it. I feel him on some of the stuff he talking about the second, but
he's got points.
The point about I just think he really trying to take another dig at
he might, you know, be
he might be, but he ain't wrong.
No, I don't think he's
that
part
either.
Right there. But the Eminem part.
But it's like,
is,
who cares? That's just the part, I guess.
I'm cool, like, on the Eminem part. There ain't no way. We know he's supposed to go in there.
I feel like
there
are bigger issues than to tackle who gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame based upon peers voting.
He should have kept the Source going on and the Source Awards.
So he can give himself
and
fives.
We could have been. He should have left himself out of the limelight. And just keep running ads about your rap group and just don't put nothing out.
Mm-hmm. Is he still running Source?
No,
there is no Source anymore.
Is it online, right?
Everything's online. That's there's what I mean. No print, no publication.
Too much food and beverage.
Yeah. That was my point. Does he still have, like, ownership?
No, gotcha.
That was his bread and butter. The worst thing he could have did was relinquish his ownership in the Source magazine.
Well, it wasn't really his, at a certain point, it wasn't really his choice.
Hmm. Well,
I don't know that story, but.
Shout out to Scratch Magazine. That's what I was reading. Mm. All right, Red August, can we, he says, mm-mm.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the New Old Heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
All right, we are back. Shout out to our partners. We appreciate them as well. Those that have stuck around with us in the chat, we appreciate you also.
Hola.
All right, let's jump back into this producer talk, man.
I kind of like that. You coined a new word, like protusions. kind of like where you're going with that.
Protusions. That's what you heard, Lone. We'll go ahead and go that route. All right, man.
I just want a topic that I can be positive about.
Well, you already got you. I don't care, Ian, so.
I know. We're talking about Benzino, Eminem, and Kendrick people that don't like Kendrick.
All right, man. Let's see. Where do we leave off? I think up next was Ant Banks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm not super hip on Ant Banks music.
I can't find. I got
his disc card right here.
Oh, you found one?
Yeah, I got his. I can't find Daz Dillinger's because I know Daz raps too, right?
That's the one that keeps coming up is his rap. His rapping more than the production. And I know a lot of stuff that he's produced, but.
All right, I can go through Ant Banks first.
Let me see if I can find something on Daz.
All right, so.
Go ahead. I was going to say before we even start.
Larry Smith?
No, I'm not going to bring up. Oh, I'm sorry. We've already done that.
Did you see my man Pete Sakes said? Told you.
Yeah. Did we? and I understand if we didn't. Did we include Jermaine Dupri on here?
Yeah, he's on there.
Okay,
he's on there.
All right.
He got to be on here.
Okay, I was about to say, because somebody said, y'all ain't talked about Jermaine Dupri. I was like,
in due time, brother. Okay. In due time.
I just want to make sure.
In due time.
Yeah, he's on.
Because that would have been.
That would have been tragic. I agree with you there.
A big omission, even if he does have half his stuff is R&B.
Yeah.
All right, 1989, MC Ant, 90, Pooh Man.
I love when he did this.
1991, Spice One, Let It Be Known EP.
That right there. Now we get into it.
Dangerous Dame, Pooh Man, Spice One, Too Short, Shorty the Pimp.
Shorty the Pimp was nice.
Drew Down, Fools from the Street.
Man.
Spice One, 187, He Wrote, Too Short, Getting Where You Fit In.
Yep.
Menace to Society. I don't know what parts of that.
Soundtrack.
I don't know what parts of the soundtrack. He did. But anyways, he's part of that. I'm guessing that was a variety
that soundtrack
of.
Soundtrack had heat.
More Drew Down, Goldie, Rapping for Tay. Forte.
I knew it. He out here rapping for Tay.
I knew it. Shout out to Tay. Shout out to Tay. We see you, Tay. Yeah, the whole group rapping for you, boy. We see you, Tay.
Just so you know, I'm for hire if you want me to read for your company or anything.
Shout out to Tay.
Rapping for Tay. Don't Fight the Feeling. Spice One, America's Nightmare.
I see you.
Gangsta P, Meet the Lil Gangsta. Rapping Ron. Rapping Ron and Aunt Diddly Dog.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I don't know nothing about Rapping Ron and Aunt
or
Diddly
Dog. Yeah.
You were never on Diddly Dog?
No,
man.
I know Aunt got heat, but I don't know nothing about Diddly Dog.
Party.
Yeah, it's called Bad Influence.
Shout out to Diddly Dog.
South Central Cartel.
I need to look up Diddly
you
Dog.
You know what, South Central Cartel, were they big here at all?
Yeah.
And they're still making records.
Are they?
I ain't mad at it. Get that money. Get that money.
They put out a record like last year.
Hmm. MCA was in South Central Cartel, wasn't he?
No, that was Compton's
Most Wanted. Compton's Most Wanted, that's right.
Let's see.
You get clowned.
Yeah. All right, so Spice One, 1996. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Two Short, Cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Crisis, spelled the normal way with dots in between. Crazy, Real, Insane Soldiers in Sacramento. E-40, The Hall of Gang.
I love that album, man.
Mac Maul.
Shout out to Mac Maul.
Untouchable, Mr. Ill, Rebirth, Too Short, Getting It, various artists.
I bought Getting
America
It on tape.
Is Dying Slowly. 187, Back. I guess. Fact, not fiction. Yeah. Okay. Three Times Crazy. 3X Crazy.
I remember them.
Yep. Stacking Chips. Mac 10, based on a true story.
Yeah, I remember that.
MC Breed, Flatline.
Yep.
Rapping Forte. Four, The Hard Way.
Tay, we see you.
Spice One, The Black Bossolini, a.k.a. Dr. Bomb from the Bay. I just spit. Bad As Word on the Streets.
Wait a minute, man. Wait, who?
Badass.
That's his name.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
That ain't what he said.
Yeah,
not Boosie. E-40, The Element of Surprise. Eight Ball Lost, MC Ren, Rufus Farrah.
That Eight Ball Lost was something else.
Mean Green, Major Players Compilation. Rapping Forte, Bigger Than the Game. WC, The Shadiest One, various artists from Straight Outta Compton. 10th Anniversary Tribute. And, woo. It's a soundtrack. Be Legit, Pimpin' Ain't Easy.
Shout out to Be Legit.
CJ Mack, Platinum Game, E-40, Charlie Hustle, The Blueprint of a Self-Made Millionaire, MC8, Section 8, Snoop Dogg, No Limit, Top Dogg, Suge Knight presents
Snoop
The Chronic.
On No Limit.
Yeah. Too Short, Can't Stay Away. Captain Save 'Em, My Cape Is in the Cleaners. That's brilliant.
What?
That's brilliant. Dual Committee. Too Short. That. You nasty. Oh. Romeo Must Die. Two Gangsta for Radio. The Click. Money and... what does that say? Muscle. Too Short. Chase the Cat. Selly Sell. Selly Sell. Songs You Can't Find. King T.
Still ain't found them.
Nope. The Kingdom Come. Too Short. What's My World? What's My Favorite Word?
We know what that is.
Too Short, Married to the Game, E-40, Best of E-40, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, Hustlin' Fatal.
Hussein
Sorry.
Fatal.
Sorry.
The eyes look a lot like L's.
Hustlin' Fatal, we see you.
I was getting ready to fix that. And V. White.
He's part of the Outlaws.
Perfect timing.
Yes, he is.
So he stopped in 2007, huh? I thought he did more with E-40. I guess maybe I was...
Said he got enough royalty checks, he cool.
I mean, E-40's got like 900 albums, so I figured more than like four.
He drops 10 at the same time.
Two triple albums or E-40, something like that.
E-40 off special. So yeah, Ant
Shout
Banks.
Out to E-40, man.
Definitely very
MC West Coast.
MC8's from LA, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
West Coast grimy though. Like he's
Where's Mac 10 based out of?
Inglewood.
Okay. Yeah.
So woo.
Drew Down. Fools from the Streets. All right, so I guess
remember
we can...
when Drew Down was in that movie based in Gary?
Oh, original gangsters. Yeah.
Look at yourself.
Yeah.
Had to clean it up a little bit, but yeah.
I like how you said self.
So let's do influence on Banks.
I'll give him a
I don't think
six.
The influence is going to be there.
I'll give him a six.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a five.
I'm going to go seven.
I'll go five. We appreciate your honesty,
like,
Red
versatility.
He can say all that because he's off camera, so Ant Banks and his people
versatility,
will come up in here.
He pretty much worked with mostly the same artists, so
we gotta do that. I'm gonna
give him a four.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll go five on that one.
Four. 4.
That much versatility at all.
Yeah, it's going to go 4 too. One quick thing. With who, and this is a random question, because I didn't grow up on Bay Area music or that in general. Who is the producer for most of E-40 stuff in the Bay sound? I mean, because Too Short's from the Bay, right? E-40's 40. From the Bay. Is it just a
variety? I don't know if 40's, he's got a lot. I don't know if he has necessarily a go-to, unless I'm tripping. I'd have to double check.
And Banks probably did a lot of that.
I know he did a lot of it, but
that's why I'm basing my influence being a little bit higher.
Okay.
Because of that. But anyways.
He got heat with 40.
Anyways, collaborators, different hip hop styles of artists the producers worked with.
Yeah, that's gonna be low. Yeah. I'll go 5.
I'm gonna go 4.
4.
You say 3, Mike? Oh.
Man, Red August ain't playing, is he?
Hit making, big hits, cult classics.
I give him a 6.
Seven. Cult classics, yeah. I'll go 6.
They're even. Big hits, cult classics, hits. I think. Okay. But you said 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go 6.
What did everybody else say?
6.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to go 7 too, because he's got some bigger. What's my favorite word? A big one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but Lil Jon did that.
Oh, he did?
True. So much for that. Alone, like 1.
Well, let me drop that down a little bit. Hold up. Because I saw that on here, though.
On that list is albums that he produced on, but it's not necessarily the names of the records. Yeah.
Like, listen to it in your head. You're like, wait a minute.
That's a Lil Jon beat. Yeah,
you're right.
That's a Lil Jon beat.
Too Short, What's My Favorite Word?
Yeah, it's an album.
Yeah, that was a title.
Ah.
I think Lil Jon did that mug.
His favorite word is Charlie Boy.
Charlie. Okay, well, I'm going to drop that a little bit.
Drop.
Cease. I don't really know any of his records, I don't think.
Who?
Aunt Banks. Banks?
Probably know him if you hear him. Look at Red August. Now he's going to do it too.
He has some decent.
Did you say two?
He has some decent compilation albums, though.
Yeah,
definitely.
I used to ride two back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Consistency of quality material released.
Got to go with a 5 there. He hasn't made anything since 07.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to go 4.
Before we get on him like that, is Ampeg still alive?
Yeah.
I feel him though. I'll Red August laughing.
Is Ant Banks?
I'm pretty sure he is.
He alive.
Yes.
Please. Okay. I just want to make sure, because all of a sudden see it stop after consistency.
Yeah. He getting hog tired right now.
Yeah. You just 4, don't stop man. Doing work. Like.
Yeah, 4. What'd you guys say, Mike and Jay?
5.
I said a 4.
I think I need to change my hit making to a 6.
Okay. Body of work. How great is their overall body of work? I'm going to go 5, I guess.
I'll give him a 6.
I'm not a huge fan of
him. I'll give him 6. I'll give him above average.
I love West Coast music. I'll go 6.
Not really. It was mainstream West Coast music.
These E-40 and Too Short records,
when he was popping, he was producing on like the mainstream stuff.
Well, that's why
I'm not a huge fan either. So like I hear a lot of these beats and I'm just like, that beat's not even good.
Spice One. Y'all ain't like Spice One?
I fool with Spice One and Selly Cell.
I mean, that's just my preference. I just wasn't a huge fan of it.
But. Yeah.
What'd you say, Jay and Mike? I didn't get you guys.
I say like
4. Final product. How often are the songs great from Aunt Banks's beats?
He got a pretty decent average.
6 on that.
5.
Yeah, I'll go 6.
6. 5, 6. Mike is 4. Melodic elements used.
I mean, that's the thing about the West Coast.
It is super.
They always do a little bit better on the melodies.
I'm going to give him a 6, and I'm going to give him a 4 on drum.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a 6.
You said, you skipped over the drums too. No. All right, for melodic, I'll go 7 because I know it's some, I know the vibe.
I'm going to go 6 on melodic and 5 on drums.
5 on drums for me.
I'm good with 5 on drums.
All right, I'm the hater. I love it. All right, so he ended up with a 5.1.
That classifies as a hog tie.
Yeah, I just, it's one of those things, because I know even Brad, like Brad was real into like Spools, you know, E40 and Spools. All that Bayberry music
Nikita,
and stuff.
What's his name?
I don't even know.
Oh, Andre Nicotina.
Andre Nicotina.
But like, I've tried, and even when I go back, it's just, I can't get into it. Daz Dillinger, did you end up finding anything for Daz's production credits?
I see all of his music as an artist and associated with the Dog Pound. But
so, all I know is he produced a lot of Tupac stuff. And he produced a lot of stuff on The Chronic, the original Chronic.
Well, on this page, if you go to All Music, his All Music link, it's got a little bit of both.
So, oh, it does?
Yeah, so we can go back to... I'll just have to scroll up here. Let's see. The Chronic, so he did stuff on The Chronic. What Do I Need? I guess that's a solo album from Daz. I'm not sure.
He did some on Dog Food.
Basically did Dog Food.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of my favorite albums. Top to bottom.
It's tight.
What year was that?
Yeah.
94.
Okay, yeah, that album right there.
That's not even showing up on here. The
production is crazy on that album.
Artist, primary artist, executive producer, DPG, Keep On Writing. Producer, Wise Guys, Guerrilla Warfare, Blanco, Lucky Luciano, Gangsta's Paradise, Mai Tai Music. Nate Dogg, G-Funk Mix. Let's see what we got here. Featured artist. Sorry, I'm trying to figure. Mo Beats, Mega Rap. That is.
Mega Rap.
Gang related, original soundtrack.
Oh,
producer.
I think I found a filter.
Last Man Standing, MC8. Did some production off there. You figured out?
I think I found a filter. Snoop, let's see. Best of Tupac.
The Who Riders. Who Riding? Seidel?
Corrupt.
He was on Pac's Live. I remember that.
Urban Legend.
Corruption.
Urban Legend, T.I. Yep.
Helta Skelta, Magnum Force.
Yep.
Daz Dillinger, Retaliation, Revenge, and Get Back.
Yeah, that was a solo on Death Row.
Rush Hour soundtrack. Oh, he's an artist. Sorry.
Yeah. I found
his is hard because there's so many just
I
him
found
as
a,
an artist.
I found a producer breakdown. I'm trying to go... Corruption, you remember that album?
Yep.
Corrupt.
I bought it the day it came out.
Yeah. Me too.
Producer on that.
East Coast side, West Coast side.
Ossolini.
Last Man Standing, MC8, All Eyes on Me. That's the work on that is ridiculous. See, 95.
I mean, he did two of America's Most Wanted and Mind Made Up.
Yeah, he got heat.
Like, he did a majority.
Like, some of his credits are actually missing because they don't show... His credits for like The Chronic and like Snoop Dogg's album, which we know he got because he won the settlement from Death Row.
Yep.
For all the stuff that he did on those albums.
So he did stuff off C Murda's Bossolini.
I remember that album. That was
also
that was...
Two Shorts Can't Stay Away. Be Legit's Hempin' Ain't Easy. I just mentioned that with Ant Banks. Rappin' Forte. Introduction to Mackin.
You just like saying Rappin' Forte.
And yeah. Tupac Outlaws, Still I Rise.
He was a producer.
That's a solid album.
He was a producer on...
Streets is some other.
Keyboards and producer on Currency Stone Demaculate, which is crazy.
Mm.
That project is crazy.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
That's best Currency mixtapes out.
Yeah, he's listed as featured artist, keyboards, primary artist, and producer.
What did he do with N.W.A.?
Nothing
in NWA.
Because he's got listed here for NWA's Legacy Volume 1.
Probably on some greatest. Well, he might have did maybe a remix.
Or
probably
engineered like some
engineered
stuff.
Or, they
mastered
probably.
It.
What about DJ Rectangle? What do you know about him?
Hey, he's not obtuse.
Brilliant.
The tables have turned. What else we got? Perf Story. Bad Boys.
Wish they had his stuff like Derek said with Snoop, though.
Yeah.
Because Daz got slaps.
Trick Daddy, www.thug.com.
Yeah, that was good. I remember that album.
Nate Dogg's The Prodigal Son. Of course, that's R&B. Speedy Loke. Cali Thuggin.
Barrington Levy, I guess that don't count, though.
Chase the Cat. Superfly, that whoop-de-whoop. Snoop Dogg, Death Row's Greatest Hits, yeah.
Snoop
I mean,
Diddly D. What was dude's name?
I don't even remember.
What's the dude we named? Yeah, what's was, that dude we named look, earlier?
I was just reading.
I didn't commit that to memory.
We're going to find him.
Mr. Shadow. A name you can't
I think we
touch.
Might have enough to go off of on Daz, though.
That's yeah, I mean, because
I'm familiar with his catalog yeah, me too, and his sound, so we don't have to dig too deep. I know.
I'm looking for some newer ones, though. I can't really see.
I don't think he really got any a whole lot of newer credits.
Yeah, I think the last.
If he does, they might not be listed because I know
I'm
he
still
in
2004.
He and Corrupt and stuff. They've been putting some joints out here and there, but it's nothing that's.
And Stone Immaculate, that dropped in what?
2013, I think.
12, 13.
Yeah, and that album is fire. So shout out. I didn't even know that, so I learned something.
I didn't either.
Nah, but Daz is a monster. I can answer these questions.
This list sucks.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wikipedia for having it right.
Sort of.
No, not this one.
No, I'm just saying having it right instead of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, I can still answer these questions, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Influence.
Man, Daz.
I give him a 7.
I'll give him a solid.
I'll go 7.
I'll give him an 8.
What? What'd you say, Mike's?
I said 7.
Yep. Sounds about average for that. Versatility. By the record, some go 5.
Say 7.
7.
He's a little more versatile than you think. Yeah, I'm good with a 7.
Collaborators in hip hop. Go 5 as well.
Say 6.
I give him a 7 actually. He got songs with, you know, Tupac, Currency, and Rick Ross.
It's true. Yeah. I think I'm gonna echo that, Jay Moore.
Sounds about like a 5 to me.
I'm gonna go 7 with Jay Moore. I'm with Jay Moore on that one.
All right. Hit making, big hits, cult classics.
I'm gonna go 8.
Yep, 8.
Everybody 8? All right, consistency of quality material. Go 8.
He's consistent. I'm gonna go 8.
I gotta go with 7 on that one.
Boom, 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 boom. How great is their overall body of work?
Give him an 8.
Yeah.
8.
8 works for me.
Go 7 on the. Nope, I'm gonna go 8. Kurt, got Mike. Okay. Final product. How often are the songs great from the beats that he produced?
8.
Yeah.
Ochos.
All 8 should be Red August.
I'm gonna go 7. 8.5. Okay. Melodic elements.
7.
6.
I'm going to go 8.
7.
Go listen to Bomb ASS on
drums. I'll give him a 6.
7 on the
7.
They slap.
At 7?
They do kind of slap. I'm going to go with 7. I'm up.
All right, Daz is 7.3.
Right.
A 1.
2.
A 2. 3.
Crunch.
3.
Do you have enough time to do another one? Or
103. I mean, we can if we want to consider what the Lex Luger would be the last one.
He got a long list.
Not really.
You looking at Wikipedia?
He goes back to 2010.
That's
2009. I think his will actually be kind of simple. He's got a lot of charts.
So, that's what I yeah. This charge list is crazy.
So let's just flow these. Waka Flocka, Shoot Me, or Shoot Me Too. Hard. I'm an Illusion. I'm Just Living Life. West Fifth. Just Watch Me. What I Want in My Zone, featuring Sea Ride. OJ the Juice Man.
Trash.
Alaska in Atlanta. I guess it's cold.
Burr.
He's got a song called Midget. A song called In the Club. Vegetarian and Early Morning Trapping.
Yeah, I'm not
Waka
hip
Flocka,
to know those.
Waka Flocka, Dirty Smurf. Okay. Sean Teasy, 2010, La Chat.
Uh-oh.
Gimme Room, 2 Chainz, F the Roof, Lil B, I Go Woogie. Charoyce and Quan, Heavenly Teabag, the nuts fly atop your ceiling.
Red August, what's up, man?
Heavenly Teabag.
The nuts flying across your ceiling.
Atop your ceiling, yeah.
There we go. Young Berg, I want you. Bape Jones, Clockwork Shawty. So gangsta off the chain, I clock in. Waka Flocka Flame, he did all of, well, a lot of LeBron Flocka James.
That mix, that right there is, he gives marks for that. I remember when that came out.
Yeah, harden the paint.
Yeah, he.
Leave you stank.
Hands.
Young Jinx, a little scrappy on point. Kipo Gotti, Gorilla Zoe, listen, Gorilla Zoe. Whoa, what? Wow.
Foe.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Like Tay.
My goodies. Gorilla Zoe, Inspector Gadget, Wrecking Ball. Ray Dalla, Ballin' Time. Plays. You don't want to do that. My Digi. Gorilla Zoe, DJ Bobby Black presents Gorilla Zoe, Diamonds, Dope, and Dimes. Diamonds, Dope, and Dimes. I'm coming, robbery watching. Gorilla Zoe, 8-track to the grand closing. Be real, getting out. I don't know. A lot of
should
color.
We have put him on the list?
Ace it gets Hood. Better, though.
Okay.
It gets
better.
Ace Hood, real S words.
I fool with Ace Hood.
S words. It's the first time I heard someone call it an S word.
Mano, DJ Hayes, OJ to Chill Spain. I'm that guy. Do that. Rick Ross, Teflon Don, BMF.
Okay.
And MC Hammer.
Oh, okay. MC Hammer, right. Rick yeah. Ross.
Jay Moore, like, okay, here we go.
Where Are You From? Featuring Project Pat Fabulous, Lights Out. Soldier Boy, tell him. Digital, I'm booming. The Blues, what about my clientele? More Waka Flocka Flame, Flocka Velly, a whole bunch of them.
Heat.
Slim Bro, Thug.
Street Party.
How We Do It. Tyga, Well Done, Like Me Game, Get 'em. Kanye West, See Me Now.
Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I don't even remember that one. Probably if I heard it. OJ.
You got Beyonce and Charlie Wilson on
he
it.
Must still be in 2010, or this must not be in order. More Juice Man Guy. Rocco.
Juice Man Guy.
Who the Kid. Whew, the Kid. Triple C's. Color Cut Clarity. A little scrappy. Overgrind, little scrappy, let you tell it. Jim Jones, Strictly for the Traps in Trunks, Part 8, did Gretzky. Outlaw, Diamond Zone 6, French Montana, Whip. That's 2010.
South.
Oh my gosh. All right. Big K, Trouble, Gangsta Boo, need a Gangsta Boo. Kibo Gotti, French Montana, did 4 records off that. Yo Gotti, I don't like him. Impulse, 211, Big Stacks.
Terry's favorite rapper, Mims.
Young, yeah.
Mimps.
Vroom, vroom. Roji, Pill, No Play, Mike Fresh, Chop, Brick Squad, Kanye West, Ham. Meek Mill.
That's big.
Work, yeah, that's a big one. More Juice Man. Snoop Dogg documentary, with Platinum featuring the guy that cannot be named.
Wow.
Wiz Khalifa, Cabin Feature, Taylor Gang, Gangbang. Hustlin', WTF, mate, and Air Day. Gigs, Rick Ross, 9-piece, Juicy J, Rubber Band,
a whole Juicy J mixtape.
Rubber Band, man. All right. More Tyga, Smoke Desert Loaded. All right. That's a little different.
Yeah.
Maybach Music, That Way, Big Bank, a whole nother Juicy J tape. A whole lot of records. Two Chainz.
True Religion, man.
True Religion.
That was a solid mixtape.
Show was.
Understatement. Okay. Shaky, The Takeover, Fat Trail, French Montana, Is You Kidding Me? Ace Hood, Go and Get It, Hustle Hard.
Oh, that's a big
record. That's a big record, man.
Game, Bottles and Rockin', Young Jeezy, All the Money, Kid Ink, Blackout. That's a little different. Gucci Mane, Tragedy, and Lil Friends, rather than Big Friends. Doughboy and Lex Luger, Boys in the Hood. Waka Flocka Flame, LeBron Flocka James 2, DJ Khaled, Money, I'm Thuggin', David Blaine, Off the Chain, Just Rich Gates.
Oh my God.
Vapenum, Young In Movement, VABP, Papa Bean, Back It Up, Chopper Loose, OL, Shades On, Workout, Act Fool, TDG, I don't even know who these people are. Soldier Boy, Tell Him, Lil White.
Did you get that one, Jay Moore?
Money. Yeah. More Waka Flocka Flame. He was all over that wave.
Their chemistry is ridiculous. Yeah.
Ben Beeman, Jim Jones, Hockey Bag, excuse me. Waka
that
Flocka Flame.
That project was straight.
Lil Scrappy, the Merlo Jones EP did Arguing. Rich Kid Shawty. Wale Ambition, he did That Way. Lil Wayne, Grove
that was
Street
a good
Party.
Record.
Juicy J and Whole Tape again. Blue Dream and Lean. Frenchie, Bringing a Gangster Bag. More Juice Man. More Flocka. More Frenchie.
Bro, this is, you know, we're still in 1 year.
I know, this is crazy. He was killing it that year, though. Let's just kind of scroll, see if we can find any.
Yeah, let's scroll
Smoke
down.
Desert, I guess. I'm just going to keep scrolling. Young Lace, there we go. That's a cool name. So Tatted Boys, Privilege. Hey, that's a cool name. Killian, I remember him. Trade the Truth, Little Twist. Jay Money.
Here's just now to 2012.
Pat Trill, Chevy Woods, JD Era,
Jody Breeze,
Styles P. So we're starting to see a lot of versatility here. Vinny Chase, Chief Keef, Russian Lev, Rick Ross, Off the Boat. I feel like that's racist.
Wow.
Schoolboy Q, Grooveline, Chip the Ripper, Yo Gotti, Project Pat, King Louie.
That's
up to Chicago for that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tay Don, Frenchie Montana, Ooh, the Kid. Like Poo the Kid, but Woo the Kid. Mac Miller, Lucky Ass B Word. Mellow High.
Red August, get your boy, man.
Gucci Mane, Spread the Word. Lil White, More Whites.
Did you get that one?
Waka Flocka Flame, Doughboy. Sci High the Prince, Real Talk. Big Sean, FFOE. These VABP guys again.
It's just now getting 2013.
Fat Trill.
This dude was working, man.
Future Riff Raff. He's got a Riff Raff. Raiders versus the Hawks. Doesn't even make any sense.
None. At all.
Raiders versus. Okay.
And a candy coated Jeep. Styles P. More Styles P. That's cool. Cartel MGM. Project Pack. Sci High Currency. Waka Flocka again. M. Watts.
Currency New Jack City.
More Juice, man. Travis Scott. MIA. Gucci Mane. Big Bank Black. Blood Money. Doughboy. The Underachievers. Wow. Did 5 records for them. Lords of Flatbush. Fredo Santana, Josie J, King Chip, Gucci, King Phil, Rick Ross, Chief Keef, Young Dolph, Not No More.
I'm tired of his discography.
Man, this is like ridiculous. Lex Luger.
He's his discography. I mean, shout out to the brother for working his hard, though. I give him that.
Man, and this is from 2009. 2009 up, and we're only in like 2014.
I respect the work ethic. Good
King,
Lord.
King Kuma, Hunter, Ace Santana. He's selling beats to everybody.
Yeah, he getting that money.
Dre Loco, Damo, Frank White, another white spelled with a Y. Got to be a white person. Rico, Ramon, Doe Bear, White Boy Tommy. Okay. OG Mako. I always forget how to say his name.
Yeah.
Yep. He had a wave, though, a real short one.
Yeah, he did.
Why, another white boy, Tommy. Nico, Juicy J, Chris, didn't he? Gandhi. He's got a record with Gandhi. Let's see. Kate Got Bands, Young Cartel, Slim B, King Puma, and Lex Luger.
He's got records with Gandhi.
Rick Ross, To Be Announced, Dog Food, Cartel, Capo, Juicy J. He's got a song with Father. Someone get these new N-words. Alley-oop Swish, J-Rock, Gucci, Main, Wiz Khalifa, Big Biz to MC, Trill Murray. I can't even say that
he
name.
He works with any and everybody, doesn't he?
He's selling beats to every person.
I'm not mad at it, though, man.
Who's the super fan of Lex Luger that keeps his Wikipedia this up to date?
I have no idea, bro.
Drama Boy, Larry
it's
June.
It's a lot of work.
Larry June, Eddie Baker.
Larry June.
Larry June got heat.
Juicy J again, friend, more juice, man. I stopped.
October.
Thought he stopped making music. Princess Nokia. What? Kevin Hart. Okay, he's got a Kevin Hart Baller Alert featuring the Migos and T.I.
That was a nice check.
Currency, Jeezy, Juicy, Envia, TJ, TJX6. I feel like that's a SoundCloud rapper. I don't know, but what the name sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, we got a lot. So I didn't expect that to go that long.
Yeah.
I know his vibe, though.
Influence.
His influence.
I'm gonna go 6.
Nah, his 5. Influence, I think, is a little bit bigger, man.
Yeah, because you think about some of the bigger hits that he had, especially when working with Rick Ross. Because
if you
a lot of stuff started trying to sound like that, even with Ham.
Okay, that's true. 6.
He
I'll
got a
6.
Huge.
He's above average.
His influence is a little bit bigger. I'm gonna go 8.
Okay.
I said 7.
I still stick by my 6.
6, Mike. Versatility. How versatile are his records?
I'll give him a 7 there.
He's all over the place. You think from Waka Flocka to Currency, Wale, Rick Ross. I'm going to go 7.
Mac Miller,
yeah.
Well, that's more collaborators, though.
Well, you're right.
Give him a 7 for that, too, then.
Right.
7 for both. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. 7.
I'm going to give him an 8 for collaborators. Actually, I might give him a 9. I'm going to give him a 9. He's all over the place.
I'll give him a 7, both versatility and
Long, you've talked me onto the ledge. I agree with you on the collaborators.
Nine.
I'll double that. Yep.
And hit making ability or cult classics.
I'm giving him an eight.
Eight.
I'm going to go nine.
He got big records. So I'm going to go nine.
Consistency.
Well, we see what the consistency is.
I mean, I don't know half
consistency
that stuff
of quality
read.
Material. Really, I mean, I'm going to go seven. And actually,
looking at these billboard joints, though.
I'm going to go seven because I haven't heard of 3/4 of the rappers he's worked with.
I'm going to go eight.
Yeah, I'm going to go eight, too.
Seven.
Okay. Body of work. How great. Seven.
He's solid. Give him a seven.
Yeah. Wait.
Six.
The beat for BMF is crazy, man. And Styles P bodied that moment.
I think. Final People's product. How often are the songs great from his bits?
I give him a seven.
Six.
I'm going to go six. It's
a
lot,
as
lot
well.
Of songs
I'm
to go
give
through.
Him a six too. Yeah, I just don't know.
Hey, give me a, I'll give him a six.
I just don't know, man.
There's a lot
melodic.
Of this, I don't really.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
There's a lot of that. I just didn't know.
The Juice Man. I didn't know he was still making music like that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay. Melodic elements and drums. What you guys got? For what you
seven.
Remember.
Five.
You said melodic elements and drums.
Melodic, yeah.
Melodic. I'll go seven. Drums. A lot of people to bid his.
I would give him a seven on his drums.
Seven on the drums too. Yeah. He, Bam was influential because of the run he had. There's a lot of stuff that was coming out with sound like BMF. Hate that beat hard,
seven.
Man.
Yeah.
For BMF, it still go.
7.1 for Lex Luger.
All right.
And that'll wrap up today's show.
Yeah, he's a credible producer, man. All right, we appreciate the support as always. Thank you. Thank you to the chat. Those who stuck around, we appreciate it. NewOldHeads.com for all the education you need as always. We appreciate the support. Can't wait to read the Eminem comments. We'll see y'all next week.
I can wait.
Peace. Yeah.